It wasn't perfect by any stretch. I think we had some rough moments really in that second quarter there. But I think we needed this. You know, this was a game where we learned a lot, and that was a really, really good team. That Troy team, I think they won 12 straight. Man, they got one of the tougher defenses I've ever gone against. I mean, those dudes were hitting. They did some really good stuff schematically. Heated us up pretty well, and they disguised everything really well. So it was hard to see what they were doing. So I think that was a really good game for us to learn from. And, you know, I feel like a lot of the things that I kind of got away with a little bit in that SEMO game, I wasn't really able to get away with. I feel like I forced a couple throws early that I wish I could have back, and, you know, just, you know, taking what the defense gives me. I feel like last week, you know, I was able to be a little more aggressive because when they brought pressure, it was kind of a two under three deep. There were a lot more holes, and this defense, there weren't as many holes. I wasn't able to kind of take advantage of that as much. So just learning from this and being able to kind of take what the defense gives me a little bit, especially early on, which we fixed that later going forward. But I think there was a lot of opportunities that we had. I mean, we should have scored freaking 80 points on those dudes with the amount of, you know, times we had the ball right at midfield. You know, we didn't capitalize on a couple opportunities, but like I said, just we learned a lot from this and going into a big week next week. So
that key was the end of half possession where you guys got in the end zone.
That was big time because you know, we've been stressing that 4-over-4, you know, the 4 minutes going into half, 4 minutes coming out of half, because, you know, if you look at a lot of our losses last year, a lot of those, you know, were big swings, right, before half and after half. And, you know, having that, we got the ball, I think, with 3.5 minutes left, went three and out. And our defense, you know, they went down and scored a touchdown. And, you know, we were kind of trying to figure out what we were going to do and got a couple of good plays early. And, you know, going from there, like having that, you know, having Phil make that move and having Jaden, you know, make a heck of a block on the outside, that was huge for us going into half, just momentum wise, and, you know, obviously with the score.
Did you see three deep on the interception throw?
It was three deep, and that was the corner dividing over top. So it was an ill-advised throw. Just should have checked it down, and you know, he flashed for a second, was open for just a quick second, and that corner, I mean, he made a good play. I wasn't a good throw.
What does Phil mean to you?
Oh, Phil, man, he's really taking his game to another level, I really think. And in terms of everything, you know, not just on the field stuff. I mean, he's really stepped up as a leader in that room because, you know, we lost Cade and Malik last year. Those guys were kind of the dudes in the room. And Phil, you know, he really has stepped up into that role. And he's an old dude now, man. He's a sixth year. We call him like Uncle Phil or, you know, whatever. But I mean, his knowledge and experience is so good, and he's such an explosive playmaker for us. I can't say enough good things about that dude. I love having Phil around here.